This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Janet Yellen presided over the Federal Open Market Committee meeting for the last time as chair today. As expected, the committee left interest rates alone for now, but signaled that more increases could come later this year if inflation picks up. Inflation depends on higher wages, and there is some news today on that front. After years of minimal wage growth, the Department of Labor said today that pay in the private sector is up 2.8% from this time last year. That doesn't leave too much extra cash for workers once you factor in what inflation we do have, but it's the best number we've seen since early 2015. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
There are lots of factors that can hold back wage growth and lots that can boost it. But according to Kristen Monaco at the Bureau of Labor Statistics,
generally speaking, as the labor market tightens, I think everyone expects to see upward pressure on wages and benefits,
which is basically what we're seeing now. There's more competition for fewer available workers, so wages are going up. Ryan Bourne at the Cato Institute says minimum wage increases have also helped.
But really, to get robust wage growth, what you ultimately need is productivity growth. And unfortunately, that's been pretty low.
Meaning each worker needs to produce more to really push up wages. There's also the issue of worker mobility and the tight housing supply. If you can't move easily, you're stuck with the wages where you are. And if there are only one or two employers with your kind of job in your area, then wages really get stuck.
So this is a concept called monopsony, which is the labor market equivalent to monopoly.
Yes, monopsony. This economics lesson is from Kate Bond at the Center for American Progress.
A classic example in economics is like a coal mining town where workers can not actually go find another employer. There's only one employer within their hometown.
And that one employer can keep wages low if they want. Bond says with lots of consolidation in sectors like healthcare and retail, even a worker shortage may not be enough to push wages up quickly. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.